Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will ensure that no state, whether it is Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Goa or Telangana, faces a reduction in Lok Sabha seats. Addressing an election rally at Thiruvalla in Kerala, the Prime Minister said misinformation is being spread that southern states may lose seats due to better population control. He assured that the government will provide a legal guarantee to protect their representation. Mr. Modi also urged all political parties to support 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies.
जो कानून हमने पारित किया है 33% महिलाओं के लिए 2029 में लोकसभा के चुनाव से इसका लाभ मिलना शुरू हो जाए 33% बहने पार्लियामेंट में आकर के बैठे इसके लिए कानून बनाने की जरूरत है.
The Prime Minister assured the people of the state that if voted to power, a BJP government will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. US President Donald Trump yesterday warned that he will strike Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz remains closed to marine traffic. In a post on his social media platform, President Trump warned that Iran will be living in hell if the waterway is not opened. Meanwhile, Iran's culture minister dismissed President Donald Trump's latest threats, calling the US leader an unstable, delusional figure. Syed Reza Salehi Amiri said the Strait of Hormuz is open to the world but closed to Iran's enemies. Government has stepped up sale of small 5 kg LPG cylinders, which is available across the counter at LPG distributorships on showing valid ID proofs. Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that about 6.6 lakh bottles of 5 kg LPG cylinders have been sold since March 23rd, after government ramped up supplies to meet demand. Unlike the subsidized domestic 14.2 kg cylinders, 5 kg cylinders are priced at market rates and do not require any address proof for procurement from a nearby LPG distributorship. The ministry said there are no reports of shortages at LPG distributor points, with more than 51 lakh domestic cylinders delivered on April 4th and online bookings accounting for 95% of total demand. Government has said that it is taking comprehensive measures to ensure uninterrupted fuel supply, safeguard maritime operations and assist Indian nationals amid the evolving situation in West Asia. The Indian-flagged LPG tanker Green Asha successfully crossed the Strait of Hormuz near Iran, marking it the ninth Indian ship to pass through the strategic waterway since tensions escalated in the Gulf region. Iran had closed the strait following the outbreak of conflict with the US and Israel. Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 concluded yesterday with a grand closing ceremony in New Delhi. The event marked the culmination of a 19-day celebration of tribal culture, craftsmanship and enterprise. The closing ceremony witnessed the felicitation of top-performing tribal artisans and sellers across 10 categories: pottery, cane and bamboo, jewelry, cuisines, gift and assortments, metals, naturals, paintings, textiles and Bandhan Vikas Kendras. The festival's record sales and over 1,50,000 attendees demonstrate the growing desire for tribal goods and empowerment. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs said over 200 stalls showcased a diverse range of tribal handicrafts, handlooms and natural products. The festival featured more than 300 artisans and representatives from over 75 Bandhan Vikas Kendras. Visitors enjoyed 17 live craft demonstrations and explored more than 300 tribal food stalls run by over 120 tribal chefs, offering a vibrant cultural and culinary experience. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 251 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Chennai Super Kings could manage to score 207, losing all the wickets. In today's fixtures, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.